The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
Now, it's very easy to look into after defeat and say, oh, that doesn't look right. Oh, that's not right. There's something wrong the camp there when your captain goes and spoils and gets himself a ridiculous yellow card. Or when your captain turns around and shouts at the other half, take the three. Do what I tell you. Take the three.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, a bad night for the Premier League clubs in the Champions League, with Manchester City and Chelsea well beaten. A big night in the Europa League ahead for Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest. And Frank Lampard's Coventry take a step closer to a place in next season's Premier League. But first, Manchester City were beaten 3-0 by Real Madrid at the Bernabeu last night, thanks to Federico Valverde's first ever career hat-trick. The Uruguayan scored all three goals in the first half. It could have been worse for City. Vinicius Jr. missed a second half penalty. Madrid were without the likes of Rodrigo, Jude Bellingham and Kylian Mbappe, but Pep Guardiola's side couldn't capitalise. The Catalan says that his side face an uphill battle to turn it around.
I'm not a guy to say we're going to do. Of course we're going to try. And now with everything is more difficult to leave our mindset, but we'll be there. We will try with our people, and at the end, we'll read what we can do better to be more active in the final third, and we will try.
Guardiola added, even without some of their star players, Madrid are still a quality team.
I give credit to Madrid, fantastic players, and a quality team. We know it, and always we try to don't concede much transitions. That at the end, it was a little bit more than expected. The first goal we had to defend better, and the second was a good action for them, but it didn't create a lot of actions in the first half to, I think, get that result.
Real captain Valverde was the star of the show, and former Ireland international Karen Duggan joined Owen Sheehan and Arthur O'Dea in the football show last night, and they paid tribute to his performance.
Outrageous. I think the third goal sums it up. To be operating at that level and have that composure in that moment to take that touch and finish the volley off, it's one of those games where I think anything he touches will go right, because it's three chances, three goals for him. Yes, dream stuff. And I think he was actually placed out on the right to give Trent a bit of backup, and he's provided that a little bit at times as well. Like, City had a bright enough first 10 minutes of the game, but since then, like, it's been all attacking on his side.
Yeah, so there are three wildly different goals. The first one is route one from Courtois, where he just tends to get there before Nico O'Reilly. O'Reilly gets caught, and then he's in a one-on-one position with Donnarumma. Donnarumma comes flying out of goal, doesn't want to foul him. Then he's got this acute angle from which he finishes brilliantly. Then there's a Vinicius run forward. He loses control of the ball. Valverde picks it up. Then with the left foot, puts in a brilliant finish. But the third one's the pick of the bunch.
Yeah, it is. Like, the first one, I think, is kind of his settler, you know, that first touch in. Donnarumma, we talk about the awareness he had for the third goal and finishing. Donnarumma just didn't quite have the awareness of where he was in the box and pulled his hand back and allowed Valverde to get around. Not an easy angle, but obviously with the way he's playing tonight, that was always going to go in. Second one got a bit of luck, just bounced off Diaz, I think, to fall into his path, but he took it early enough that Donnarumma couldn't shift his feet. We'll be speaking about the third goal for all night anyway and for a few days to come.
Yeah, it's one of those instinctive finishes. Certainly the first touch is, again, just brilliant. He just extends, gets the ball down, and then the finish is actually the easy part. It's the first touch, which is just remarkable from him. So 51.
The football show is available to listen back to in your OTB football podcast feed now. In Paris last night, Chelsea hit back twice to equalise against PSG, but the holders hit back to secure a commanding 5-2 first leg advantage. Bradley Barcola, Ousmane Dembele, Vitinha and two from substitute Kvaratskhelia, Kvaratskhelia made the difference. Malo Gusto and Enzo Fernandez had scored for Chelsea. Boss Lemar Sr. says he takes responsibility for the late collapse.
The last 15, 20 minutes are crazy in many aspects, and that's on me. We need to be better in moments. Setbacks, mistakes happen, but you have to stay calm in a moment, me included, and we didn't, and we were punished by a very good team, which makes the scoreline, so it's a painful one.
The Chelsea boss added that there was plenty of good things in their performance against the current European champions.
What we won't speak about now, rightly so, was so much good in our play. It doesn't matter. We're here to win. We've kind of shot ourselves in the foot and made this tie very, very difficult, but not impossible to come back from.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says they'll have to be more efficient in certain areas in the second leg against Bayer Leverkusen. Finished 1-1 in Germany last night. Kai Havertz equalised for Arsenal from the penalty spot in the 89th minute against his former club. Arteta was pleased with how they responded to going behind.
I liked emotionally. We understood what we had to do. The level of execution obviously has to be better, and it will be better in the second leg. We'll adapt a few things and we move on.
The Arsenal boss says the result is also a stark reminder of just how difficult the Champions League is.
Especially away from home. And there is a big factor there. Fully aware of that, we need the importance of the game and the difficulty of the opponent. And now we need to finish it in London.
On the news round last night, Cathal Mellany, Arthur and Owen debated as to why so many people aren't particular fans of the way Arsenal play.
Again, in 5 years' time. And if you look at where Arsenal are at, say, a couple of seasons ago, Arsenal would have been very focused on set pieces more than other teams in the Premier League. Virtually every team is like that now. So teams have kind of come around to the way that Arsenal have approached it in the last few years. And data maybe is playing such a key part now in football, isn't it? And people are looking at, you know, what's the most effective way to go about your business? And maybe Arsenal had figured it out a little bit earlier than everybody else. So they've played like that maybe for a little while longer than everybody else. But like, who cares if you're an Arsenal fan, you're top of the Premier League, you're in the Champions League.
Could be the best season ever.
Absolutely.
It's just a crazy thing to do.
Does anyone think about how United played in 1999?
No, of course.
In terms of their style. It's just in the books that they completed the treble, so I don't think.
But I always think these things are slightly kind of disingenuous insofar as like people think back, those Liverpool City seasons. Like those Liverpool City seasons, they were amazing. Some of the football was amazing, right? But it also, like, it's not like it was a widespread celebration at the time that everyone loved this. And it was like, geez, this is class. Everyone's kind of joined. Like, I feel like the bonds and the biases become a bit more diffuse with time, where it's like you can look back at it fondly. But even this now, like, I think we have a habit of doing that. We just have of over-exaggerating those things that it's not great now. But as you're saying, like, it wasn't, what are the halcyon days for this? Like, the noughties and stuff, and you'd, Chelsea win the league with 95 points, like a crazy total at the time in 05. And you're like, it was a pretty dug-in style of play. But they had, I tell you what it comes down to. If Mikel Arteta had the charisma of Jose Mourinho, or could sell the project to the public a bit better, I don't think we'd be in this spot.
You can listen back to that in full in your OTB Daily podcast feed now. Another impressive display on their artificial home turf gave Norway's Bodø Glimt a 3-0 win over Sporting in the first leg of their last 16 tie. The Portuguese side have joined the long list of big European clubs that have made the journey to the little fishing town inside the Arctic Circle and come away empty-handed. It's now 5 wins in a row in the Champions League for Bodø. That winning run includes games against Manchester City, Atletico Madrid and Inter. The second legs of all of last night's games, by the way, will take place next Tuesday on St. Patrick's Day.
He's got a goal! The Saints are marching on with 3 wins on the trot after a shaky start in the SSE Electricity Premier Division.
The ball comes in and they score from the free kick! Would you believe it?
Heading down the rocky road to Dublin to face St. Pat's this Friday night are Doherty United.
Conor Keighley rises once again!
Doherty's men are in the doghouse after 2 defeats in their last 2 matches. Will the informed James Brown help the Saints get payback after 2 home draws against the Louthmen last year?
Brilliant performance for St. Pat's tonight.
Vinnie Perth will be with Phil Egan at Richmond Park. It's the League of Ireland. It's live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 on Friday night.
That was a superb bit of play.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery wants his players to return to the structure they've built for this evening's first leg of their Europa League last 16 tie away to Lille. They go into the game after a 4-1 loss to Chelsea last Wednesday. They had the weekend off due to the FA Cup. Emery says there were certain elements of their game missing against Chelsea.
Normally we are being so disciplined to keep our structure in each game. But sometimes for as well because the opponent, they are breaking us with different tactical ways or individual qualities. We are not keeping strong.
Kickoff on that one is 6:15. Nottingham Forest boss Vitor Pereira says his players have a great work ethic as they try to balance European football with their relegation battle in the Premier League. Forest played Danish side Midtjylland in the last 16 and they're only outside the bottom 3 of the Premier League on goal difference. But Pereira says there's a great team spirit within the group.
We have quality in the squads.
They are working hard with the good energy, trying to understand the tactical demanding, and we'll be ready.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in the Europa League, Robbie Keane's Ferencváros are at home to Braga for the first leg. Keane's side overcame Ludogorets of Bulgaria in the last round. They've yet to be beaten in Hungary this season. Braga are currently fourth in the Portuguese top flight and finish in the top eight of the Europa League league phase. Keane's expecting a tough game.
Yeah, listen, they're obviously a good team. We know this. Very, very technical players that like to have the ball and be in control of the ball, but it's their job to stop them from doing this, of course. So, but we know it's going to be difficult, but I'm sure they're saying the same about ourselves. We made it difficult for many teams that we played against, and I'm hoping that will be the same tomorrow.
Callum O'Dowda is expected to feature for the Hungarian champions. He's had a stop-start season, his first season playing outside England. O'Dowda has 32 caps for Ireland. He could be named in Heimir Hallgrimsson's squad next Thursday. With doubts over the fitness of Robbie Brady, Liam Scales will obviously miss the game in Prague due to suspension. The 30-year-old feels he's playing in a really good side.
Well, I think firstly we've done really well in Europa, but also I've noticed that, just came to my mind there, we've also done well in the league, considering I look at other teams probably not doing well in their respective leagues, achieved in Europa, but we've managed to do it in both, which is a credit to us. I wouldn't say that they are teams are any better than us. I think you probably look at budget and stuff, but the way we are and the way we've played and how organised we've been, we've got results, but I think we've deserved the results as well. So
there's also action in the Conference League, with Troy Parrott hoping to fill his boots against Czech opposition, and hopefully it's a sign of things to come this month as AZ Alkmaar face Slavia Prague in the Netherlands. Elsewhere, Andrew Omobamadeli will feature for Strasbourg when they take on Shelburne's conquerors Rijeka in Croatia this evening. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner feels their last 16 tie against Larnaca will be more challenging because they're opponents of a new manager. The Cypriot side appointed Javi Rosada this week. Glasner admits they're coming up against the unknown at Selhurst Park, even though they lost to Larnaca earlier in the season.
We already watched his former team, how he played with them, so we don't know how much he's going to change within 2 days or 3 days. So that's the question we have. But on the other side, the focus was on us, on our performance, what we want to do.
Coventry have taken a big step towards a return to the Premier League with a 3-0 win over Preston last night. Frank Lampard's side are 8 points clear of Middlesbrough at the top of the Championship. Borough were beaten 1-0 by Charlton. Oxford remain in the bottom three on goal difference after securing a 1-0 win against Blackburn. Fellow strugglers West Brom are a point back after their 1-1 draw with Southampton. Ireland international Jason Malumbi got the goal for West Brom. QPR lost 1-0 away to Birmingham, and Norwich beat Sheffield United 2-1. And David McGoldrick could be in line for a shock call-up to the Ireland squad for the playoff against Czech Republic later this month. That's according to reports in the 42 by David Snaid. Evan Ferguson is obviously out due to ankle surgery. Adam Eda is also unlikely to return from a hamstring injury. So that leaves just Troy Parrott and Johnny Kenny as the only available strikers from the last international window. The Ireland boss has been in England this week as preparations for the game against the Czechs ramp up, and he previously met with Sammy Smodix regarding his return to the fold. McGoldrick was 38 last November, hasn't played for Ireland since he retired from international football in 2020, having been named the FAI's Men's Player of the Year. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and there'll be more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.